This is a description of a portrait of Paralympic medal winner and world champion skier Millie Knight. It will take about 8 minutes to listen to, including a short interview with Millie. Aged 15, Millie was the youngest ever British athlete to compete at a Winter Paralympics in Russia in 2014, and she won a bronze medal in Beijing in 2022. The portrait is 75 centimetres tall and 60 wide, and was painted in oil-on-linen. It was commissioned from artist Dean Lee by the Beanie House of Art and Knowledge in 2022. Lee specialises in using layered imagery to reveal and conceal the interconnectedness of formerly varying imagery, and decontextualises others while unifying moments in time. His painting draws from found objects, imagery of Millie, and imagined artifacts to delve into his own memory. Lee says the work questions the reliability and veracity of mnemonic recollection and its reliance on the world's objects, alongside highlighting Millie's relationship with memory as a tool in which to navigate the world while experiencing impaired vision. The painting is a detailed work created with a tonal palette of predominantly ochre, green and blue. It depicts a group of artifacts against a greyish-blue background, merging into darker tones. They are assembled in a tight arrangement that fills the canvas. The artifacts are grouped together so that they invite connections, but are gathered to form a single piece which casts a shadow around it. They suggest a collage, but the objects overlap, which means that apart from the image on top, the rest are partially hidden. The image on top is a close-up of Millie, placed in the upper right section of the work. It's photo-sized, 20 centimetres tall and 30 wide, and is painted in lifelike detail. The image is a sharp close-up of her head as she stands facing us, a blurred flowering tree in the background. But the image is cropped so that only the top of her head is shown. This focuses our attention from the bridge of her nose to the top of her crown. Her grey-green eyes gaze intently from beneath dark brows, and only the straight brown fringe of her signature Millie Bob haircut is shown. Below this is a second close-up image of Millie, which is centrally placed. It is of similar size and portrait-orientated. Millie stands side on to us wearing a black and white polka dot blouse. The top of her head is hidden by the upper image of Millie, which overlaps it. This focuses attention on Millie's profile. Her straight brown hair and pale skin is carefully painted with a slight blush on her cheek. The final image of Millie is smaller. It's landscape orientated and juts out on the left. This is Millie in action on the slopes. She's leaping through the air, heading left on bright yellow skis, dressed in a red ski suit, white helmet and goggles. Behind her, a crescent moon hangs in a pale sky above a line of fir trees. Millie's figure is partially hidden, so only the tips of her skis, her right hand with the ski pole, and her head are shown, her head angled forward with determination. Poking out from behind the portraits of Millie are paintings of other artifacts. These include, above the ski portrait, part of a decayed, blue-coloured, rectangular-shaped artifact with a rounded edge, which is deliberately ambiguous. And on the lower left, an image of the grassy bank of a body of water, filled with dark green lily pads and reflections, where Dean and Millie met during the preparation of the painting. Protruding down from Millie's portrait on the right is a longer image of a single ski and matching pole against a blue background. The pole and ski stand upright beside one another. They're rendered in striped tones of white, yellow and bronze, the background painted in bands of varying shades of blue. Dominating the top of the painting, with other objects placed on top, is a folded, decayed piece of yellowish paper that appears to have been removed from a journal. It is upside down, with torn ends and a column of perforations on one side, with white threads attached that suggest bindings. The paper is foxed and has brown stains on it. The pages have several sections, differentiated by printed letters and partially cut off words, where someone has made handwritten entries. The scrawled handwriting is faded in places and difficult to make out. Printed at the bottom of the page and upside down to the viewer are a compass showing four directions, the word Serendipity in capital letters, and Dean Lee's signature. Visual impairment is underrepresented in Canterbury Museum's collections. This is the first portrait acquired that portrays someone who is blind. Here's Millie in her own words.
Obviously, because I've only got peripheral sight, I don't have the central area of vision. So to me, it feels like I've got 180 degrees of vision because my brain, for some reason, fills in the blanks and kind of patches everything together. And I won't realise, but I really can't see it centrally. But if something, for instance, like a car was to drive past me, I would just see it from one side to the other. There would be no sort of, it wouldn't go through a stage of not being able to see it because my brain just puts it together. So when I lost my sight at the age of six, I really had no clue. I didn't understand that I'd lost my sight. And at the time, my school were fantastic and just sort of treated me like everybody else. And I think that's probably why I'm able to be so sort of independent now, I guess. And that means that when I'm walking around, I tend not to use a white cane or a guide dog or anything sort of like that. And I just sort of memorise places by kind of how they feel through my feet. And from that, I can kind of gauge where, roughly anyway, where the steps are and where the sort of cracks in the pavements are and kind of how many steps it'll take me to get to certain places. And that sounds fantastic. Sometimes it definitely doesn't work and I land on my face. But it's pretty useful. That's kind of how I see the world, through my feet, really. And through kind of creating a sort of muscle memory of a place as opposed to a visual representation of a place. That kind of helps me to get about the place. I mean, basically, my sight's pretty rubbish. I have about 5% vision overall, and the majority of that is peripheral, so I can only see out of the outsides of my eyes. My left eye is my strongest eye, and my right eye is useless and can basically only see light and shadows and movement. Within the sort of little bit of peripheral sight that I have, I can only kind of see within 2 meters, and that isn't particularly sharp. And outside of the 2 meters, the world basically doesn't exist.